Good morning, everyone. My presentation is the role of crop and soil carbon sequestration in greenhouse gas mitigation and the potential in China. I'm from the Institute of Atmospheric Physics, Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing. Now, in the last decades, the greenhouse gas emission in China increased, particularly in the fossil fuel carbon dioxide emission. You can see that. That's the carbon dioxide. That's the methane emission from rice paddies and the nitrous oxide emission from cropland includes rice paddy and upland soils. And the scientists said the global agriculture soils could sequestrate 400 to 800 TG carbon per year, and the biological potential for carbon storage in Europe cropland could be 90 to 120 TG per year, and the global carbon sequestration by the agriculture system has the potential to offset some 5 to 15% of global fossil fuel carbon emissions. Now in China, the crop net production increased in last several decades. Say for example, the annual rate is about 12 TG carbon per year. And meanwhile, the proportion of residual retention increased. You see, in some mid-1990s, it's about 25 to 30% of the residue were retained in the soil. But then in 2000, some place, say for example in Hunan province, the crop straw retention increased to about 50 to 55%. So the objectives of this presentation were to estimate the changes in cropland soil organic carbon stocks over the last 20 years, and to evaluate the role of cropland soils in greenhouse gas mitigation, and to project the potential soil organic carbon sequestration in the future. We did this research based on the data sheets from the literature. We extracted the data source from 147 published papers, both in Chinese and in English. And these papers recorded the soil organic matter changes in different places and with different time span. And the most of the these measurements, that's the reference year, is the second state soil survey that was completed in the early 1980s or the late 1970s. These soil data sheets represent 18 soil grade groups with more than 85,000 soil sample measurements or sampling sites, some long-term field experiments. And the time span of longer than 10 years between the final and the natural years accounts for some 96%. That's usually the longest data was about 25 years. We used this kind of equation to calculate the changes in soil organic carbon density, that's in the cultivated layer. Since the literature just reported the soil organic carbon change in the cultivated layer, so we used the final soil organic carbon concentration, the reference year soil organic carbon concentration, the bulk density, and the depths to calculate the changes over the 20 years. The T is the time interval between the final and the reference year. And since the, as I mentioned, the literature just reported the changes in the cultivated layer, we use the relationship between the changes between the topsoil and the cultivated soil. You say for the data sets in China, the thickness of the cultivated layer is about 17.5 centimeter, and the sub-cultivated layer is about 11. So the total thickness of the topsoil is about 30 centimeters. So when we got the changes of soil organic carbon density in the cultivated layer, we use this kind of equation to calculate the changes in soil organic carbon density in topsoil layer. Now then we use the equation to calculate the changes in soil organic carbon stocks. That's SJ is the average of given sector, and that's delta DOC is the average weighted mean in the given sector. To get the confidence level for the estimated changes in soil organic stock, we calculated it in light of two bases. One is the administrative regions, the other is the soil usage. That's the paddy soil and upland soils in terms of soil order. And that shows the changes in soil organic carbon concentration that's in the cultivated layer. You can see the initial low carbon concentration decreased in the final years. And some of them are much higher than the initial concentration. And the mean increase is 1.73 grams per kilograms. That's the mean value, and that's the median value. And the significant increase in soil organic carbon concentration occurred in eastern and northern China, while sharp decrease appeared in northeastern China, and that's the Heilongjiang, Jilin, and Liaoning province. And that's the estimated changes in carbon density and the carbon stocks in the cultivated layer based on administrative region. You can see in the north and the eastern China, the organic carbon density increased the most, and in northeast China, they decreased. That's the total, the carbon stocks increased from 275 to some 380 TG over the 20 years. That's the calculation based on the administrative region. When we calculated based on the soil usage, we got the results like this. The value were from some 245 to 346 TG when we calculated them based on soil usage. We can see the paddy soils increased the most, but the black soils decrease. The black soils are mainly distributed in northeastern China, that's in Heilongjiang, Liaoning, Jilin province. And we can also see the soils with lower organic carbon trended to sequestered carbon in general, but the risk of net carbon loss increased. With increased soil organic carbon density. That's the the delta DOC larger, higher than zero. That's the delta DOC lower, small, lower than zero. Now, that's the summary of the changes in soil stocks over the period 1980 to 2000. That's on the basis of an administrative region. That's on the basis of soil usage. And that's the cultivated layer and the topsoil layer. Now, when we combine these results, we got the average value as 436 TG over the last 20 years. And the lower estimates is 330. And upper estimate was 555 TG. That is equivalent to 1.2 to 2 PG carbon dioxide. Now that's over the 20 years, the fossil fuel carbon dioxide emission was 51.7 PG, and the cropland methane and the nitrous oxide emission amounted to 5.5 PG. Carbon dioxide equivalent. And the soil carbon sequestration was 1.2 to 2 PG. That means as the soil organic carbon sequestration offset 2.3 to some 4%, some 4% of fossil fuel carbon dioxide emission, or 37% of the total methane and the nitrous oxide emission from croplands over the 20 years. And then we projected the soil organic carbon sequestration potential. We have some assumptions. The first, we assumed that the crop NPP would increase with an annual rate of 6 TG carbon. That's about half of that from the 1960 to 1999. That's the rate. And that's the above ground residual carbon, and that's the root carbon, that's the manure carbon. And we also assumed that the proportion of above ground residual retention was from 40% to 90% at 2050. And the proportion of non-tier practice was from 3% to some 50% in 2050. In China, it's about 60% of the croplands could applied NT practice. So then we use the conversion efficiency of residual carbon into soil organic carbon sequestration, 8% for R2, for CT, that's conventional, or conventional tillage, that's the plowing, and 10% for non-tier practice, that's from these researches. And from this this assumption, the calculations, we projected the potential, the carbon sequestration potential, was about 2 to 2.5 PG to 2050s. That's this kind of curve. And the top in that time, the topsoil organic carbon, that's top 30 centimeters soil organic carbon density, is about 49 to 54 tens per hectare. And then let's look the possibility of the potential. Now here we show the crop yield, grain yield over the last 9 years. That's the crop yield still increased, and the crop production in China has continued to increase in the last several years. That's the tons per hectare. And anti-practice would be extended to some 17% of the total cropland by 2010, and the crop residual retention will be promoted according to the Ministry of Agriculture of Ministry of Agriculture of China. And also, we look at the topsoil organic carbon density, the comparison of the different countries or regions. We see in the global meaning, global average is 53, and in our neighborhood, the top 20 centimeters, that's 42, and in Russia, it's as high as 83 tons per hectare. So currently, the soil organic carbon density in China is about 35 tons per hectare. So we say it's possible that the soil organic carbon sequestration potential reaches some 2.5 pg when cropland management is improved in China. So we conclude that the carbon organic carbon stocks in topsoil to 30 centimeter depths of some 130 million hectare croplands in China increased by some 437 tg over the period 1980 to 2000. The carbon sequestration in cropland soils offset 0.3 to 3.9% of fossil fuel carbon dioxide emission, or 22 to 37% of the total methane and nitrous oxide emissions from cropland. And the third, the most possible potential in soil organic carbon sequestration was estimated to be 2 to 2.5 pg carbon, which could be achieved by the 2050s when cropland management is improved in China. Thank you.
We have questions for Professor Wang.
Any questions? David Paulson.
Thank you. I agree. Since you see, and for the scenario, for the assumptions, you see the proportion above ground residual retention increased, not the same rate. That's the first. And the second, that's the proportion of NT practice also increased. That's the reason. And you may also see the crop NPP, we say is increased. We assume the increase with an annual rate of 6 tg carbon. Yeah, that's the reason why. Yeah, and also, as I mentioned, the soil organic carbon density in China is pretty lower than the world mean. Thank you. It's a nice question. Since I didn't take account of the nitrogen application, but I know from some literature that the grain yield increase over the last 40 years, the genetic gain contributed greatly. Say, for example, for the rice yield, the genetic gain is about 1% per year. And for the winter wheat yield, that's from 0.5 to some 1.25 25% 1 year. So that's most important when the crop yield increase in the future in China, and also the field management of nitrogen, the potassium, and the phosphorus. Thank you.
Another question?
You mean the farmers? Oh, you mean the residual retention in the soil? Yeah, that's from 40 to some 90%.
That's the last increase. How can you?
Yes, it's of assumption scenario. That's the government decision. We needed to push the government or local government, okay, said you needed to put some money for the farmers and encourage them not to burn the residue, but keeping the soil. But in the United States, I believe that almost all the crop straws are retained in the soil. But in China, since the labor problem and some other things, the farmers like to just burn the straws. But I believe the government, not only the central government, but also the local government have made a decision and have made a policies to encourage the farmers to retain the crop straws in the soil, according to the Ministry of Agriculture of China. Thank you.
Jim, is there another question? Yes, in the back.
I also have a question about this prediction. So you did not put the area, I mean the cropping area loss in the function. Do you think we'll measure the same area
of the cropping? Yes. We did not take account of the changes of cropland. We just keep the 130 million hectares of all the cropland in China. Since in China, the Ministry of Agriculture of China has a long-term program. That's the main measure to maintain the cropland. That's the Ministry of Agriculture in China. Yeah. They have the long-term plan, yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's no doubt that the global warming will increase the soil respiration that caused the loss of soil organic carbon. That's one thing. The other thing is the global warming and some atmospheric carbon dioxide increase will promote the crop production. In this case, the input of the organic carbon to the soils probably could increase. As I mentioned, since the crop NPP could increase, although the soil respiration increased when the global warming occurred. Yeah. So I simply don't know what's the balance in the future, since I didn't take into account the climate change. Yeah. Thank you.
Another question?
Can you give more explanation on why the last two decades the carbon density in soil in different areas changed? I mean, some areas declined, some areas increased.
Yes.
Can you explain why? Thank you.
We noticed that the soil organic carbon decreased in the northeastern China. The most important reason is that in that place, the soil organic carbon, in natural soil organic carbon, is higher than the national average, much higher than national average. And then the input of organic carbon in that place, in Heilongjiang, Jilin, and Liaoning province, were much lower than the national average. Since in that place, we only have one harvest per year due to the lower temperature. But in the South China, we say we have three harvests over 1 year cycle. So you can imagine the organic carbon input in South China and Eastern China were much higher than in Northeastern China. So that's why in Northeastern China, the soil organic carbon decreased in general, but in Eastern China, the soil organic carbon increased. Thank you.
My name is Haifu Yang from Santa Cana. And wow, I'm kind of in the organic agriculture business for almost 20 years. I want to ask that agricultural practices, particularly in China, have a lot to do with the government policies. We as scientists can paint a very, very beautiful picture for the future. However, if there are no policies in place to kind of implement these ideas, nothing will happen. So my question is, how can you kind of come a recommend to the government to promote this type of practice like no-till or residue retention or organic farming, this type of carbon sequestration practices?
Yes, thank you. That's important in China. We are, as a scientist, not only write a paper, but also we made some recommendation to the local and the central government. Say, for example, 2 years ago, I and my group wrote a recommendation to the central government. The primary Wen Jiabao gave the notes, said, okay, that's we need to pay attention to such this. So we think if the scientists could make some recommendation to the governments, not only the local but also the central government, we could push the practice like no-tillage and the retention of the residue in the soil, push it forward. I believe that.